Boker Tov, everyone. We are starting Simon Reish Ayin Dalid, page 106. Over here, we have finished the dinim of Kiddush, and we are now moving on to the dinim of a Motzi. Motzi has a lot less dinim. It's only one Simon over here. Simon Reish Ayin Dalid, Dini Betzias Apas B'Shabbos. And as one could imagine, this has a lot to do with the dinim of Betzias Apas during the week also. There's a Simon in Chelik Beis Nishtabro, Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, and there's a lot of overlap between Simon Kuf Samach Zayin and Reish Ayin Dalid, but Reish Ayin Dalid is going to have extra dinim because there are certain dinim that apply on Shabbos that do not apply during the week. Okay, so let's see over here. It says the Mechaber over here, Botzea al Shtei Kikarus Shleims. We have to make a motzi on two whole pieces of bread. Okay, that is two different dinim over here that are mentioned over here in this first couple of words of the Shulchan. Number one is, there's a din of two shleimim. Okay, there's a din of shleimim. They have to be whole pieces of bread. Obviously, during the week, you don't have to be makan and shleim. There's a maila to make a bracha on the shleim during the week also. But on Shabbos, you are required to mitzvah. They have two shleimim. That's the second one, is the idea of lechem mishnah, of dafka bimbotzea on two lechem. Okay, those are the two dinim over here. One is shalim, and one is the number two. She'ochid shtem biyado ubotzea, you're supposed to hold both of them in your hand, and to botzea atachton. It says over here, we are botzea, we bake, break the bread, on the bottom bread, that is talking about on Friday night, as the Rama says. V'davka bilili Shabbos. That's only on Lel Shabbos, the din is to botzea on the bottom chal. Aval biyoma Shabbos. O bilili yontif, on Shabbos day, and for that matter, Shal Shudas, and so too, on Yontif, Bein Belayla, Bein Bayom, the din is, we botzea on the top lechem, not on the bottom lechem. Okay, via tam, what's the reason, the bottom, the top? Who al derech ha-kabbalah, the Rama says, Befarish, this is all a pi-kabbalah over here, and therefore, that's the din. Friday night, bottom challah. Shabbos day and Yontif, Bein Belayla, Bein Bayom, the din is to do it on the top chal. Okay, very nice. We have a lot of things over here in the Mishnah Berurah and to Mevayer. Let's go. So once again, there are two dinim over here. One is a din of Shalim and one is a din of Beis Kikars. Let's start over here with the dinim of Shalim. Le'inyan Shalim says, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, this is not like the sheet of the Netziv. The Netziv says, let's say you buy a lechem parus, right? You buy sliced bread, okay? It comes in a bag. When it comes in a bag, if you look from a distance, it can look like a whole piece of bread. When it's in the bag, it's packed up nicely in the piece of bread, in the bag, it looks like a whole. Nevertheless, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, Dimur Maschel, Shleimos, Shemati Mi'ad Marzal, the lechem parus, af im otum misaki. Even though it's in one bag, lo mikri lechem shalom. That's not considered a lechem shalom. Okay, fine. So that is one thing over here. But on the other hand, many times you buy a challah from the bakery, okay, and you see a little piece was nicked off the challah. Isn't that not considered a shalim? What's considered? It has to be mamish whole. It's got one crumb missing. And a very, very big nafka minya with Pesach coming up, your matzahs. You also need lechem shalim on yontif. Okay, lechem shalim on yontif. You need your matzahs to be shalim. What matzahs are shalim? So many times there's a little piece broken off the matzah. Does that mean you're not Mekai in the din of shalim? So it's based on the Gemara, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal told me this also, lach l'maisa, is that as long as it's missing less than 1/48 shir challah, okay, if it's less than anything, 1/48 of it is not missing, meaning you could be missing up to 1/48 of the challah or of the matzah, and it will still be considered shalim. So you could have a significant little piece broken off, and it would still be considered nechshav kishalim, and therefore you don't have to go crazy over this. So that's in terms of shalim. What about lechem mishnah? So we all know lechem mishnah is based on the medrash. It's brought down in Tosfos also, is that because the mon fell in a double portion on Erev Shabbos, okay, it didn't fall on Shabbos, it only fell in a double portion on Erev Shabbos, and therefore to remember the double portion, we dafke have lechem mishnah, we botzea on two lechems during. There's other reasons also, but that's the main reason based on the medrash. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot and Aleph, Shtei Kikaros, Zecher Laman, Dichtuv, Loktu Lechem Mishnah, Vigam Biyantav, Tzarech Litzal, Shtei Kikaros. Okay, there is some Machlokas of Gam Biyantav. He paskins like the Shitas that hold that it also applies by Yantav, and therefore we have a din of Lechem Mishnah also on Yantav. Then adds the Mishnah Berurah, Vigam Anashim Michuyavos B'Lechem Mishnah. Also women are required in the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Shayu Gankin B'Nei Zaman. They are also part and parcel of the Nes of the falling of the man, and therefore they also need lechem mishnah. But then says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im yotzi b'lechem mishnah b'pasah b'mikissin al el b'simin kuf samech ches siv zayin sham Mishnah Berurah u'bir alacha. We already mentioned pasah b'mikissin. We were talking about kiddush b'makom suda. Here it comes up also over here. Are you yotzi lechem mishnah with pasah b'mikissin? And the answer is, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, that you are absolutely yotze with pasah b'mikissin over here. Okay? And therefore, l'maisa, since we paskin that you're yotze with pasah b'mikissin, therefore, like, and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal said, when they have kiddush in this house, there are those who are knowing, they'll take two pasah b'mikissin, two rugalach, put them together similar to lechem mishnah over here. And according to those who hold, they have to cover your bread even for the bracha. We talked about this earlier on. Covering the bread also for a motzi. Then l'chor, you should cover the lechem mishnah, the pasah b'mikissin, also when you're making a bari minim mizonos. That does not seem to be like the minig of most people, but that is how Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, based on Rosh Shlomo Zalman's psakim, holds that one should do lechatchila over here. What comes out also is, based on the different things we've talked about, what could come out, and I believe this could be nachon, for this year, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, is you're supposed to have two sudas of lechem before Sof Zman Achilas Chametz. What you can do is, right after davening, you could have a kiddush with some pasah b'mikissin, and it could be yotzei lechem mishnah, and it could be yotzei sudas Shabbos like that, even though it's not a great thing. And then you can go ahead and make an alamichya, and then you go ahead and wash and have a second suda instead of what most people do is they have two bread sudas and it's very hard. You have to walk around the block. You have to shinu makom and chulei. I believe this could be a good eitzah based on the psakim of Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal. Now, what about frozen bread? Sometimes you get to shalosh shudas and you, whoops, I forgot to take the pitas out of the freezer for shalosh shudas or the challah. You want them to stay fresh. You forgot to take them out of the freezer. Can you be yotze, or at least one of them? Let's say you have one fresh, then you have a second frozen one. Does that count for lechem mishnah? The old supposed to hold, you cannot use frozen bread. Frozen bread is not really bread. That's roy. L'maisa rishom ozamen paskin shmir shabbos kiyochas aperek nun hey ha'ara lamites. He says, so long as the lechem is going to be roy lachila at some point during the suda. Okay, obviously, if you make a motzi, you're going to have to take a little piece and put it in your mouth. But usually, bread defrosts pretty quickly. Bread defrosts very quickly, and therefore, as long as b'meshach hasuda is going to be roi l'achila, you can even take a piece of it and eat from the lechem kafu, especially if you have one that's going to be totally good, and the second one is frozen, then you definitely are going to be yotzei lechem mishnah, and that's what also Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal back in Dibur Masel Shleimos points out over there in the end of Shleimos. This is Esher Litzarich. But sorry, you could add in a lechem kafu lechem mishnah. You could add in frozen bread for your lechem mishnah. If it's going to be possible, it's going to defrost and be roi lachilo during the meshech lesuda, then you could be yotzei with lechem kafu. Okay, over here, it does not mention all, it says mentioned it, it says you hold it in your hands, but they're based in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, and this applies during the week also, is not only you're supposed to have it in your hands, you're supposed to have all 10 fingers on the lechem when you make a motzi. That would all hold. You could have it, if you have a covering over the challah, you could have it over the covering also, but you're supposed to have all 10 fingers on the bread when making a motzi. That's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin. Now, the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yitzayin Amun Aleph Miseches Shabbos, tells us Rav Zera Botza Akula Sherusa. Okay, Rav Zera was Botzea and Akula Sherusa. What is this? What does it mean? What's the shot of the Gemara? What is the Kula Sherusa? Rashi says that even though you have to hold both lechems in your hands, and we know, we saw Botzea and the Tachtona Friday night, the Elyona Shabbos morning, you have to hold both of them in your hands. But nevertheless, Botzea, you only have to be a Botzea and one of the Chalas. But Rezeir is teaching us that you have to hold both Chalas in your hand, but at the end of the day, you only have to be Botzea and one of the Chalas. The Rashba says no. The Pshat over here is not only you have to hold both Lechems when you make a Motzi, you have to be Botzea and both Lechami. You have to Botzea and both Chalas over here. That's what Rezeir did. Now the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot and Dalet, he discusses this matter. Says over here, Sivkot and Dalet, Verashal vishlo, nagulach toch shneim. They were knowing to chotech both pieces of bread based on the Rashba, kipirusha Rashba. V'chein iskim agra. And this is also the opinion of the gra. Devi makpid al otsa. If you don't have enough money to break both large challahs, so also gimel challahs gedolos and gimel ktanos. So before challahs, make three big ones and three small ones. B'chosudah otsi achas gedolah v'achas ktanah. And you don't have to worry about your money of having six big challahs. You could have six challahs, three big and three small, and you can both say on both of them if you're afraid of wasting bread. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though he brings down the Rashal and the Shla and the Gra, who say to do like the Rashba, v'alo olam nogim kashulchan aruch. Since the Shulchan Aruch says botzia hatachtona, is this mashma from the Shulchan Aruch? He's passing like Shitas Rashi. They only botzia in one of them, and that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the minhag of rova olam. Most people only are mak the kavon challah. If there's not a guest, the kavon second challah, just make sure that everyone has enough challah, but not because of this din. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neventzal is very makpid on this Rashba also, like the Shla, like the Marshal, like the Gra over here, Tibotzea on both Chalas. Tibotzea on both Chalas, that means to eat from both Chalas. Some people go ahead and cut both Chalas together and then hand it out to everyone. Some people cut one of them and then the second one and make sure that everyone, or at least the person making a motzi, will eat from both Chalas to be Botzea on both Chalas. Okay? So that is this Machlokas brought down over here. In the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sivkagmin Gimel points out another thing that people are knowing to do. He says, Kishemotzi Acherim, when you're making a motzi for other people, Yomar Birshus Rabosai, or some people say Birshus before a motzi. Why did it say Birshus? Even though he's the one who should be making a motzi because he's the Bala Bais, or he's the greatest person in the room, it's a type of anivus, is to say Birshus before making a bracha. When you're motzi other people in a bracha, to say Birshus is a type of anivus. Okay, and then the last thing over here is, we mentioned from the Mechaber, maybe not the last thing, but one of the, the Mechaber mentions over here that on Lel Shabbos you're both saying the Tachton. Okay? And based on Kabbalah, ask the Bach a very strong Kasha, if you're both saying the Tachton, you're going to be passing over the Elyona, and it's going to be Mavir and Alamitzos. Lechor, it's going to be Mavir and Alamitzos because he only wants he's going to take the bottom one instead of the top one. He can be outside of the top one, and he's going to choose the bottom one instead. That's the Bach's Kasha and the Shita of the Mechaber. So comes the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, Rosh Vav, says, it's not really Mavir and Alamitzos. Why? Since over here the din is to eat from the Tachtona, that's the halacha, so it's not considered Mavir and Alamitzos. The halacha is to botzei on both of them together, to make the bracha on both of them together, and then botzei on the Tachtona. So since that's the din, that's not considered Mavir and Alamitzos. That's fair from the Aruch HaShulchan. However, the Mishnah Berurah goes like the Taz. So does Rosh Shlomo Zalman quoting Shmir Shabbos Kilchas Aperik Nun Hey Harapei. He says since both Kikaros, they're both an Osover, they're both Shaykh, they're both equal in the fact that we need two lechems. Therefore, he says it is Shaykh Mavir and Alamitzos like the Shita of the Taz, or like the Kasha of the Bach and the Taz, and also according to the Gra. We saw before, according to the Gra, you have to be both say on both of them. So you're going to be both say on both of them, but you're going to be makpit to both say first in the Tachtona. So then, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, there still is going to be a problem. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah goes with the answer of the Taz, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan, hey, this is a Bach Toma Dei Mavir and Alamitzis. V'ataz Tikin Zeh, the Taz, the son-in-law of the Bach, the Taz comes and says, V'nag La'aniach HaTachton, Karo ve'lav yoter mina elyon. What you do is, before making a motzi, make sure the bottom challah is closer to the person making a motzi, and therefore you can go directly to the bottom challah without passing over the top challah. That's how you get out of the problem of mavirin alamitzos. Okay? Now, the last thing over here is the Mishnah Berurah, the end of Sikon Hei, says, v'amidaktikim regilim lirshom besakin kodem abracha. The medaktikim are careful to make a little slit in the challah before making a motzi. So the Mishnah Berurah does not tell you why that is over here, and perhaps many Baal Batim only saw this Mishnah Berurah. I'm getting down the calf's chus right now. They also, this is also a pikabala. It's a din of slitting the challah. This is not a din in slitting the challah. It's not a pikabala. It's a fair back in Kuvzim and Kuv Samach Zion. He talks about over there. The reason why we slit the challah, if you don't know, is in order to mark the place where you want to cut the challah. Okay, back in the day, ovens were not created as good as ours. You had a bit more fire over here, less fire over there, and challah did not bake equally in all places. And therefore, there's a halacha go ahead and break the bread in the yummiest part, in the place that's going to be the most delicious part. Some part was a little burnt, some part was a little underdone, and you had the part that was cooked closely. You mark the place where you want to do it, and therefore not to make a hefsik in between the bracha and cutting the challah. If he has to search for the place after he makes the bracha, it's going to be a hefsik between the bracha and eating the challah. Therefore, you mark the place beforehand in order to not create such a hefsik. As the post can bring down, though, that nowadays, we're generally, when we bake our own challahs in our ovens, or you buy bakery, it's generally, the whole challah is pretty good. Okay, some people like one piece of the other piece, but generally, the whole challah is good. And therefore, what happens is, either the Baal Bayit slits it and doesn't pay any attention to where he slid it, he cut from there, and therefore, there's no din over here. That's not a din sling. That's not that din. Or if they do the halacha, they're supposed to, they end up looking for the place where they slit the challah and it causes a greater hefsek. Nowadays, the post can write out, better not to slit the challah. There's no reason to go ahead and do it because we don't mark the din and mark the place anyways. You end up cutting from the place that you end up cutting from because that, the whole challah generally is equal over here. Is that just the Mishnah Berurah mentioned something that was mentioned already Simin Kuf Samach, he assumes you know the halacha from Simin Kuf Samach Zayin. So even though the Mishnah Berurah over here is mashma that you should do it, the post can already find out over there that you have no reason to go ahead and do this nowadays. Ad kan for today.